And John Scores joins me now. Morning, Frosty. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Look, it's hopefully going to be a nice day there. We've had some really cool mornings, as you heard from Robin there, but nice clear days, and we get a nice little covered spot out of the wind there at the Goulburn. So, mate, only seven races. Gee, there's been a lot of races. Really thin these fields out, haven't they?
Hell of a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, mate, nonetheless, there's seven winners there, and hopefully we can find a couple of them.
Well, right now, the first, we pull out number three, Goldilocks. Six Highway 66, three even, along with seven Lady I Am. Four My Blue Jeans at 480, five Prime Candidates, 550. Eight Palazzo Cristallo is 650. One Archie is 13, and number two, Fairy Beast, 26.
Yeah, keen to have a look at these, Sean. There's not a bit of a wishy-washy race to look at. I went 5, 8, 7, and 6 because this has got no convictions at all. Prime Candidate, one of Bjorn Baker's, got Jason Collard in the saddle today. It's had a couple of trials. It didn't do much its first heat and run very fast time. I thought its last one wasn't too bad. So, look, gate three, as I mentioned, we'll know a bit more about this closer to the race because some of them are either out of form, lightly raced. Look, I thought this might be the... I put myself in good hands with the Collett and Baker, and I'll go Prime Candidate. I thought of the race, Palazzo Cristallo, and it's had the two trials off a long break. Now, Richard Friedman's got it. He's really got his team going well. So, Sean Gormer ride this. It was okay after doing a fair bit of work in a pretty strong race up there at Hawkesby. So, fitter for that run. I'm more than ready, mare. I'm happy enough to have it in there somewhere. Lady I Am, I've watched this go around at Taree. It was the beaten favourite then. I don't know what to make of it. It caved in pretty quickly. It's had 29 days off, and it's quite speedy, and Highway 66 could be the query. Danny Williams on his home track. Its only trial was only fair, but it wasn't asked to do a whole lot. Expected to improve, so... Look, not much to go on here, Sean. 5, 8, 7, 6 for now, mate, but that may well change.
All right. Now, the second to Class 2, Six Biscuit comes out. Now, here, one A Touch of Luck, 330. Three Smart As is favourite at 280. One A Touch of Luck, 330. Two Waltzing Willie is $5. Four Fun Tickets, $5. Number five, Ephenician, is $5.50. Nearly everything given a chance here.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get with a field of five, do you? I made a 4-1-3-2. I went Fun Tickets. I now sit back off them, which is fraught with danger because it could end up a walk, shot and a jog. But I really think that the distance will certainly suit him the way he's gone his last couple. He's always given that indication, Sean. Like he's only a class one horse. But look, in a small field, I'll go with him to get over the top of these late in the piece. But touch of luck. Gee, he certainly got a fair bit of go his way last time at Goulburn. A beautiful ride by Peter Wells when he was second up there here beyond beating Honour the One. And it won with a fair bit of authority as well, Sean. So, look, gets up to the 1,500 metres. I don't really think that'll worry it too much, and it seems like it's a pretty good weight carrier as well. So I just thought maybe a little bit of pulling the weights might just swing it to Fun Tickets. I'll go Fun Ticket to beat A Touch of Luck. Smart As, he's our favourite here. She was okay first up, I guess, at the Beaumont. Didn't have much go its way. Open to a bit more improvement. The earlier form was very, very strong. Look, then you've got the two here, Waltzing Willie, who'll probably roll forward. He'll make his own luck. He was okay on the Acton last time, sitting up on top of the pace, but he's only got a pretty average win record. But, tactics are going to be everything here. I've left Ephenician out, and you had to dismiss his first up run when he was wide there. He's always been a horse that's probably had more ability than what he showed us. So, look, in a small field of five, he's not without a chance. So there you go. You can make a case for the whole five, Sean. I made it 4-1-3-2.
Righto. Now, the third is the Maiden. Pull out seven Lightning Nick, five Jingles, three even, two more than Magico, $4. Three Rocky Ridge at 4.40, eight Rain Event at 6, we go to four Torque at 11, number nine Circuit 13, six Joe's Joy 19, 10 Teteria is 23, 11 Vice Baby 26, number one Shicing Ivy 34.
Yeah, it looks a nice race for Jingles for me. 5, 2, 3, and 8 for me here. Jingles was really good this mare on debut behind Al Barty. I thought that run was good. They stepped it up to the mile last time. It was up there on the pace. It probably just didn't quite get the mile. It was bred to, but he brings it back in Chipmark Newnham. So I'm not going to second guess him. He's going really well with his stables. So I'm going to go with Jingles. And he's in some pretty good form, Kobe Jennings, at the moment. So we're putting ourselves in good company again there. I'll go Jingles on top. Look, I thought More Than Magic, this trialled well before in the blinkers, and then they sent it the narrow without the blinkers. Now the blinkers go back on. I think the inside gate, we might see an improved effort from this today with that gear change. It certainly make use of that inside barrier. So expecting it might improve with the blinkers on today. 3, Rocky Ridge for Jean Dubois. You've got to watch this fellow, Sean. Just about everything he throws a saddle on can gallop.
Yeah.
And he's been widely travelled this in its trials. It's trialled back in May at Rose Hill. It's trialled in January at Hawkesbury, and then it's trialled in September at the Kemba Grange. And he casts them around. It's a helmet, a gelding, so it's a real query here. And then we got the 8, which is Rain Event. Now, a couple of its runs have been not too bad. Beaumont Tracker got fast there, and they ran pretty fast on the last couple of hundred. A couple of runs down this way were okay earlier on, so it might well improve today. But look, I made it 5, 2, 3, and 8 in the third, Sean.
Yeah, Jean Dubois only got he's got about a dozen in the stable, in his current stable. His last 50 runners, he's had 18 winners.
Yeah, so every time he goes, he had that nice staying horse, Green, whatever his name was, Green, won the Albury Cup.
Green Sweet.
Green Sweet, that was it. Look, he's got a nice team of horses, so we've got to be careful. We'll have a good look at his in the yard.
Yeah, he's not frightened to take him where they can win either. Now, the next 9, Highway 66, 11, Portier, comes out of the 4th. 12, Think Like a Fox, 230. 10, Oscar Award, 360. 4, Love Shack Baby, 7. 1, Appetizing, 750. 2, Delude, 12. Number 5, Professor Marvel, 16, along with 8, Cowboy Hour. 7, Brandy Stinger, 23. 3, I Want It, 31. 6, See a Rocket, 41. And 13, Zar Moon, 101.
Yeah, you're going to stay with Mark Newnham here. 10, 12, 4 and 8 for me. Look, Sebring Philly, they usually get a little bit older. Get a bit better, should I say, the older they get. And, look, I thought the run form around the last preparation, well, the first up run was a beauty over 1,200. Then it went back to a 900, Sean, and it got interfered with early on. It got home, and that was a 900. And they got home in 32 something or other, so it was never going to fire from back there. And then down the track from a wide gate, its next run, it's had a couple of trials. Again, it's come up with the outside, but it's got 11, gate 11 out of 11, and 1,300 metres down to a field of 11. So who knows, they might just put the foot down. It's had a couple of trials to fit it up. So if it's ready to go, it'll be hard to beat here. Obviously, Think Like a Fox is the real query for Danny Williams. This fellow tried in a pretty handy heat there, Sean, back in May.
Mm.
They went good time that day, acquittal, Cheatham. They went very, very quick. So it's on the back of that trial. You're going to have a look at it. What about the nice one he produced last time? Wicked something, and it went to Sydney, almost won a highway, Sean. So you always got to be careful of Danny's first starters. And this looks like it'll be ready to go. It hasn't trialled recently. Another interesting factor. 4, definitely Love Shack Baby. Now, this was okay in a race that was a sit and sprint down there at Nowra. It's only had the 2 starts. Got the inside barrier today, so it may well improve. And 8 Cowboy Hour for the first 4 takers only. But look, I think it's between those top two and the tips there, Sean. 10, 12, 4 and 8 in the last leg of the early quaddy and the first leg of the main quaddy, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Now, the 5th, we have a full field here. 4, Mr. Marmalade, 340. 1, 0 to 10, 440. 2, Butler, 460. 5, I'm Bulletproof, 650. 6, Miss Bourbon Bar, $8. 7, Spare Ticket, $9.50. 8, Astana is 14. 3, Grasp at 15. 9, Isidore Twinkle, 26. And 10, All Good, 61.
You're made at 4, 2, 6 and 5 here, Sean. Look, if this is good enough for Danny to step this up, Mr. Marmalade, I'm happy enough to go with it. It's the Duke of Marmalade, so it's bred to get a little bit of ground. last run from, was a 1400, but look, on its home track, it's certainly class-wise, it's got quite a bit on these horses. Just a matter of if it can get the trip. And look, it's got a nice gate, got a good jockey on it. There's a very high weight scale here, Sean, isn't it, in a 55? Mm. A lot of these carrying really big weight, except the bottom three. And I doubt they could figure, wouldn't matter what weight they had, but you're basically 57.5 up to 64.5. So, look, I'm happy enough to go with Mr. Marmalade on class alone. And if he just gets the right run in behind them, that might get him home. Two Butler. Butler is on the improve. He's up in weight, though, as the majority of these are, as I just mentioned. But they can only win. His last two wins have been strong. He goes up another 300 metres today. But the way he's going, he's certainly on the improve. Normally, he's got him really flying at the moment. And now, I put this in Ms. Bourbon Bar. Got a bit of form at the trip. I know they've been in weaker, but wins have been in weaker, but it comes out of a class three last time, a very fast run race, and it was okay there at the end. So after those three runs, it might be able to get into the race at $8. And look, five, I'm bulletproof. It was never out of trouble up at Hawkesbury there. Mitchell Bell goes on it today. As it got back, pulled like a train, it was in and out. It might improve here as well, but look, more questions than answers about the 2100 today. Made it 4, 2, 6, and 5, Sean.
All right, now race 6, we put out 1, Kravchenko, and number 5, Smart Ass. Now 600 Decimont, 330. 2, Peranto, 448. Penultimate Star, $5. Number 3, Fireman Sam I Am, 550 with 10 Pieroni. Then number 9, Alone With You, is 14. 4, Jayco, 15. And 7, Bay Truffle, 23.
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to break all my rules here. Generally, if I make something a good thing and they miss, I don't go again, but I'm going to go again here with Aaron Disman, 6, 2, 3, 8. She was first up there, a most recent run. Now, look, she was really good last preparation, Aaron Disman. And first up there, I took a chance with her about $11, Sean, and then I spoke to Danny Williams pre-race, and he said, I think it'll probably need a run. My heart sunk, but it's got a really nice run through them. And it just went under. Classic Conquest just out-punched her there the last little bit. She just ran out of gas. But she'll improve off the back of that. She's drawn outside these, but good horses like Jayco and perhaps Alone With You might sit up on top of the pace. Even Peranto won't be far away with big weight. So I think it'll be reasonable speed for small field. And if this just gets back and balances up, I might have a sneak over behind them. You wouldn't know, but we'll leave it to Jason Collett. I think she'll run over them. I made her the best bet of the day, Aaron Disserman. Look, 2, Peranto, he's got the big weight, but he's a good weight carrier. His last two here at Goulburn have both been terrific. He beat Snowbrook, and then he just went under behind Bella Metallica, snuck up on the inside there. And look, he'll be up on top of the speed and making his own luck. And he's been a real tough horse to get going for Amanda Turner, Mauro Poletti, but they seem to, like, they've got him on track now, so... he'll be right there somewhere. Look, outside those, Fireman Sam I Am. I don't know too much about this. Tash Burley's now got it, formerly trained by Justin Drake, but Robbie Dolan will take the 3 off. So it's just a nice little pull against a few of these at the weight. And it was okay when it won at Dubbo 3 weeks ago. So it's got to be in there somewhere. And 8 penultimate Star, didn't have much go its way last time. It's better drawn today, and the earlier runs were okay for Mitch. But I think... even luck, she might run over the top of them today, Aaron Disserman. 6 a good thing, 2, 3, and 8, Sean.
And the final event, the 7, 3 is Smiling All, number 5, Penny Shapes, Penny Shares, rather, and 7, She Knows, comes out. 6, Mr. Rika, is $2.40. Now 2, and there is more, 3.20. 4, Counter Rump, 6.50. 9, Band of Bell at 8. 8, Ballycastle, Pegasus, 8.50. And 1, Polino at 9.50.
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm going to stay with Mirastika. I was with her first up, and she was pretty good there. 6.294, Mirastika. Look, she had run in a really good time there last time when she held off Harvest Dream. I think he's a nice talent, that horse. I think that race was okay. She can only improve here. Second up, she's run a couple of facings in the past on a small field. Jake can suit himself and down on the limit weight. So, she carried 56.5, obviously up to a class 3, but she's pretty handily placed here on a home track with the minimum and the good gate. So I'll go her way. Look, and there is more. This will be no pushover. First up, Rumble had a tough run in the highway. And Terry took it up there, Terry Robinson first up. So he wouldn't often do that unless it was going okay. It'll improve off the back of that, and it won its maiden here in really good fashion, and some of the form around it was really strong. So that's your Cornella for sure. Look, outside those, I put Band of Bell in the tip. I don't know what to make of it. Sometimes she can muck up a bit, Sean. She just stood in the gate there and wouldn't go the other day. Those mares, they get a bit funny around this time of the year, but Danny would have sorted her out, and if she behaves herself and behaves, she'd be a chance in the race. And I thought Canny Rupp, first up for Grazie Vella, wouldn't be that far away. But these top two, they'll do everything right. These top two tips, they'll do everything right and put themselves in the picture. So I made it 6, 2, 9, and 4 in the lucky last, Sean.
All right, what's your best there, John?
Sean, I went with Aaron Dissam at race six, number six. I thought she was a good thing. Look, outside her, some of them are pretty tough races. I think the first leg of the quaddie or race four, that's probably between the 10 and the 12. But the interesting little races, some of them are tricky, the first two. But, mate, I think if we can stay afloat, I think we can get them down late in the sixth, and probably the last sixth and two will run 1-2 there, mate. So I'll throw a quick quadrilla at you while I've got you.
Yep.
First leg I made at 10 and 12. The second leg I put the whole four into the tips here, 4, 2, 6, and 5. The third leg, 6 and 2, and we'll come home with 6 and 2 as well, mate. That's $32 for 100% today. And we've had a little bit of luck with the quaddies of recent time.
All right, good on you, John. We look forward to the late mail today from Colburn.
I look forward to bringing it to you from the sun there, Sean.
All right, good on you, John. John Scorse at Colburn.